Hi, Mamas, and welcome back to the Mama Academy PH podcast show, where we continue to learn alongside a motherhood. This is your host, Mama K, and today we are talking about something that a lot of us moms wish we could have more, and that is calm. Calmer days. Alam nyo yan. And I want to start by saying this. Now, motherhood isn't naturally calm. Alam nyo yan, no? Our days are usually filled with doing, managing, deciding, responding, no? Never-ending mama, mom, mommy, you know? And sometimes just getting through the day is already a lot, no? So, there are days na parang everything is just happening one after the other. Sunod-sunod, no? Hindi ka pa tapos sa isang bagay, may bago ka na namang kailangan asikasuhin. Lunchtime na, pero ikaw mismo hindi ka pa kumakain ng breakfast mo, no? Or ang daming kailangan, no? Ang daming kailangan gawin, pero hindi mo pa nakakalahating tapusin yung mga dapat mong asikasuhin. No? And when everything feels chaotic on the outside, the tendency that we have is we often think that we need a big thing, a grand reset or a grand action to feel calmer. Para maayos to, kailangan ko ng isang malaking pagbabago, no? Pero sa totoo lang, it's not the big things that keep us calm. It's the tiny habits that we practice consistently. No? So, for this podcast episode, I'm gonna quickly share 5 habits, no, that help me stay grounded and calmer most days, no. It's not perfect, no, but I hope that by sharing this, it can also encourage you that you're not alone. Hello, andito rin ako. I also feel stressed, no. There are days talaga hindi maiwasan, but it doesn't mean that we cannot feel or reclaim the calm within. So habit number 1, I pray and read my Bible early in the morning. And it's not strict naman ha, that you just, you know, you have to do it in the morning lang. You can practically do this at night, no? In lunchtime, gabi, no? Kung kailan ka libre, you can do this. But for me, it works that I do this in the morning, no? Because soaking in His Word encourages me, and alam ko, mahaba-haba, mabigat-bigat ang buong araw ko. So it fuels me for the long day ahead, no? It sets the right tone, it sets the right mood for me. It's not perfect. Like, there are days na nasiskip, but pag talagang hectic, no, I give myself the grace. So today, I may not be able to read the Bible, but I can pray, no? I can surrender my day to the Lord, but tomorrow, I will try again, no? Because we don't aim for perfection. We aim for healthy progress. And we don't have to be so strict about ourselves, about the things, the tiny habits that we do now. So that's habit number 1. Number 2 is that I move my body. If you follow me on my personal page, you may be seeing a lot of my posts that are related to moving, you know, working out, walking, spending time with the kids outdoors, because it gives me that feeling or that sense of being able to allocate time for myself in the morning before my official day begins, no? Before kids wake up, before they start hovering around me, or before I do things, no, throughout the day. It makes me feel like I've given myself enough care, enough attention, na kaya ko na ring magbigay for other people. Na-address ko na yung sa sarili ko. Now, it's time for me to serve other people naman. No, it gives me that feeling na okay na ako. Okay na ako for myself. Sila na. No. Other than that, my movement, of course, it allows me to feel more energized. No, I noticed myself becoming physically stronger, not just physically, but also mentally, emotionally, no, more, a bit more resilient. Hindi pa rin naman super strong, no, but, you know, extra resilient, no. So, moving is something that energizes me and it calms me down. Research would say that our body would release, no, specific elements, no, when we exercise, when we move, no, that allows our body to feel more energized, less sluggish, no, but also feel calmer within, right? So that's habit number two that I do. Habit number three that I also do is to keep a simple to-do list. I call it simple to-do list kasi there was a time in my life na ang dami kong maglagay ng to-do list. And na-notice ko sa sarili ko that there was a time na kapag Monday na, sobrang dread na dread ako. You know, it feels like I'm dragging myself to the new week. And I don't want to feel that way. So I also checked back with myself what's happening. You know, but what I realized is that kaya ko pala siya dinidread kasi ang dami masyadong nasa to-do list. To the point that getting myself starting with one task is just so unbearable. No, kasi ang dami na eh. No? You feel overwhelmed. So what I did is I said, okay, so to help myself feel less overwhelmed, I'm gonna focus on key tasks per day, per week. Focus on what's important and really meaningful for me. So it also helps me address mom brain, ha? Alam mo yung feeling na, dapat may gagawin ako eh, pero nawala sa isip ko. So, my handy-dandy notebook, no? Yes, I'm a bit conventional like that. It helps me write down things on the fly. Like, okay, may naalala ko. I write it down. So that at the end of the day, you feel calmer and more secured, extra sure na wala kang nakalimutan. Or kung may nakalimutan ka, it's the minor things. So, that's habit number three. Habit number four is that I take pauses. Na-notice ko sa sarili ko when I entered my 30s, no, that my body needed extra pauses. Dati, when I was younger, you know, I can last the whole day without the need for a nap. Pero ngayon, na-notice ko, there are times na, you know, I really need to take short naps. If and when I get the chance, yes, pinagbibigyan ko yung sarili ko. And you know, those small things makes me feel more energized. It feels like my body's thanking me for it, no? So, what I do right now, I take short breaks, short naps, no? When I get the chance, so that I feel calmer, I feel more relaxed. My body is not in a rush all the time, no? Other people, other moms, we have the tendency, or actually most of us, we have the tendency to feel like, wait lang, ba't ako nag-rest? Dapat di ako nag-rest, ha? No? But resting is actually productive. It doesn't mean laziness, no? So, give yourself the time to rest and give yourself that much needed downtime also because it will help you a lot, no? You can't just keep going without resting, eh. You know, dadating yung time that your body will also, you know, will be the one to tell you, teka lang, I really need to rest. Kalma ka lang dyan, okay? So, those are four habits. And on to the last one is that I go outside the house. No, it doesn't have to be, you know, so far from the house. But I walk outside. No, I've learned to appreciate the beauty in walking. No, the beauty of enjoying the outdoors. Just walking, no? When I feel restless, stressed, no? When I notice myself not feeling quite right, I tell my children, anak, lalabas lang ako. 30 minutes lang is all I need to walk. And, you know, that walking time, I feel the fresh air, I feel, you know, the sunlight, that movement, it gives me the rest of the mind and the heart. And it gives me that sense of clarity, you know, it gives me that extra boost of energy. And sometimes I use it to ponder on things, to listen to podcasts, to sing praise songs, no? Or to actually just pray to the Lord and, Lord, lalabas ko lang lahat ng nasa isip ko at nasa puso ko. And, you know, after I walk, I notice myself coming back like a better person, a better mom. So I tell my kids, anak, this helps me, no? Because nanay is not perfect. There are times that I really, you know, I react. I am not as patient as we hope I am. I'm not as patient as we would love, really good love me to be, but I can walk perhaps and maybe come back better, no? So, why am I sharing this? Because I want to ask you this question. What's your version of small steps that will help you reclaim your calm? Again, it doesn't have to be grand. Hindi kailangan malakihan. Hindi kailangan gastusan ng sobra-sobra. No? But this can be small steps, simple steps that you can take to reclaim your calm. No. If I can leave you with some reminder, it's a reminder that calm is not far from reality. Posible pa rin siya. And you can actually experience that again. No, we just have to decide that we want it back. I want to be calmer again, and that I will make the necessary changes to get to that point. Kasi when if you want that so bad, there will be small changes, slight changes, no, that you have to adapt so that you can get to that point again. So small steps, small habits, do it consistently, intentionally, and you will notice, ah, wait lang, I feel like I am more clear-headed, no, I don't react too quickly, no, I have that mental, emotional bandwidth, no, to listen to my children, to focus on them, no, and not snap right away. You will notice that, no. These things do not happen overnight. No, it takes effort and time. And makikita mo, you will be the first one to notice the changes that will take place. So be patient lang. No, be patient and stay committed. No, if you really want to reclaim your calm, ask yourself the question, what is my version of small steps to reclaim calm? No, and if you have answers to that question after this podcast episode, maybe days later after listening to this or pagkatapos mong makinig, send us a message over at Mama Academy PH Facebook and Instagram, and I would personally love to see what you have as answers. And also, if this episode helped you in some way, please share it with another mama and tell her, calm is still possible for us. We can be calmer moms now. Also, if this is a topic that you want to explore further, I will have a workshop. I will be running another Mama Academy PH workshop that's going to happen on November 29th, Saturday, via Zoom, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That's Chaos to Calm, Reclaiming the Calm as Moms. And it's going to be a very, very intimate session online. And we only have a few spots left as of this time. And of course, I'd love to meet you there. Please join me wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in the Philippines. Whatever time zone you're in, please join me. And together, let's reclaim that calm. No? Let's gain that calm back again. One small step at a time. If you need more information about this workshop, please send us a message over at Instagram or Facebook, or visit mamacademyph.com to learn more and to get the sign-up details. Thank you again, mamas, for tuning in. This has been your host, Mama K. I'll catch you again on the next episode. God bless you and have an amazing learning.